Offices, documents, and furniture burned at the Supreme Court after mobs tried to prevent proceedings from taking place. Earlier, gunshots and tear gas filled the air. Journalist Eddie Isangu was on the scene. He says he did not know where the shots were coming from. He said police and members of Mr. Bemba's guard were involved in the firefights. The violence erupted as the court started setting a challenge to provisional results that give Mr. Bemba's opponent, transitional President Joseph Kabila, a wide victory. Before the fire broke out, the proceedings had been halted over a procedural matter raised by Mr. Bemba's lawyer. Mr. Kabila has appealed for calm and says he will bring Congolese together again after years of misrule, corruption, and conflict. Deli Sasenga, a spokesman for the Bemba camp, is calling for a revote.
We think that the High Court will cancel it, will result of the second tour of presidential election in Congo and reorganize in sound times a new election, what will be more transparent and free.
But many of Bemba's supporters say they believe Mr. Kabila will manipulate the outcome of the ruling, much as they claim he did during the voting. International observers have said there were problems, but they believe the vote counting reflected the will of the Congolese. Voting was split along an east-west divide, with Mr. Bemba doing well in the west, including Kinshasa, but very poorly in the east. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.
望网易语网站,欢迎您的光临,请记住我们的网址是www.english.com.